Welcome to the Anti-Pattern Podcast, your ticket to the revolution in digital thread technologies. Please welcome, live from Mannheim, Germany, your hosts, Christian Mucheo and Michael Fenning.
Hello and welcome to the 25th episode of the Anti-Pattern Podcast. Today, Michael and me are again sitting in Mannheim at a...
As usual,
at a, I would say, cloudy winter day.
It's not too nice outside, yeah, and you see it on my pullover.
Yeah, mine too. So
yours too, yeah. Pretty cozy.
Yeah, I got very cold yesterday, so I thought today
yeah,
I will try something thicker. Yeah, so today we do not have a technical topic.
Not so much, yeah.
But we want to keep you up to date what's going on. And
in the company.
Yeah. A lot happened in the last time.
Yeah.
Since the last time.
So today is a little update on in terms of what is the company doing, right? Where do we stand?
Mm-hmm.
And I guess we wanted to call this episode a couple of firsts and one second time. We will find a better episode title, I'm pretty sure.
We'll probably have read it already.
Yeah. So there's a couple of firsts. And the first that we would like to mention is we are in our first external financing round, not yet closed. We don't want to disclose too much information on this yet, but it's the first time we do this, right? Up until now, we have been financed, you know, by our own money, by some revenue already, by some government grant, right? And this time is about external financing. We convinced one business angel to join us, help us here and there, right, and invest in the company. And we're looking for an institutional investor as well, right, to leverage his investment. So this should be, I guess, my main task for the next couple of weeks to go, right? And so we're in the middle of it, and this will actually help us to grow the company, right? And looking really, really much forward to it.
Yeah. The nice thing about our business angel is that he is around in this area of, let's say, PLM
for some decades.
Yeah. And we've showed him our tool a couple of months ago.
Yeah.
And I don't want to say that he said, shut up and take my money, but it was something like that.
This is what you say. I guess we were kind of convincing. Yeah, that's definitely true. Yeah.
It was very motivating that someone with this experience says, oh, wow, this is cool. I want to invest.
Yeah. Basically verified that our concept and what we want to work on is valid, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that makes it easier for us, of course. Yeah, so this is the financing round. The first time we do this externally, right? Then secondly, so at some point we need to spend the money, right? So what is we are going to spend the money on? And this is really, really great and something that I have been looking into and forward to a lot last couple of weeks, which is a new hire. So our first... No, it's not true what I'm saying. The second developer, right? The first additional developer, the first real employee, right? That now joins the company. His name is also Thomas. And what I wanted to do, I want to introduce something we can call the new hire alarm. And we briefly discussed this yesterday, what should be the new hire alarm. And I'm not sure if you're familiar with the name Steve Ballmer, who was once CEO of Microsoft, right? Let me just play the track. So congratulations, Thomas, for joining the company.
Developers.
Yeah, and I think we will hear this alarm quite a lot in the next months.
Hopefully.
Much more often than any other new hire alarm. So the hirings in near future will be mostly about developers.
True. And he joins Christian's team, the CTO office, so to say. Obviously, we will hire developers in the next couple of weeks. It's the main thing that we want to hire, of course. But you do not sweat as much as Steve Ballmer did on stage.
not yet, at least.
Not yet, at least. Right. So we will paste the video of Steve Ballmer. This was like end of the 90s something or beginning of 2000. You know, this one
2000s.
Conference where he was on stage. He was a strange guy and very enthusiastic, but a little strange. So yeah, so this is going to be our new hire alarm for the time being. Right. What else? What is Thomas then going to be working on?
Yeah, so Thomas will also be a backend developer. That's for sure. And the interesting thing is that within the last year with our first Thomas, it was, I won't say it was enough. I will not say it was one person was enough for the task, but it was very, what he did build one brick on each other. So we could not really parallelize work. So
and therefore not scale, yeah.
And since end of last year, we have reached a point where we can split up things, where we can parallelize tasks. And this is a real good point in time where the second Thomas now joins us and we will gain a lot of speed in our development, I guess.
Yeah. So he's going to be focusing on the backend, of course, right? Because backend is we are a backend heavy application, right? So no surprise. We need a lot more capacity in the backend development. And this makes Thomas 50% of the names in the company. So Christian, Michael, and two times Thomas, basically.
And I guess those two Thomases will split their work, that the original Thomas will work on the meta model part, on the meta model part, and the other Thomas will go into the API part or the modeling engine part.
Right. Right. And there's a lot of stuff still to do, of course.
Oh, yes. We have a ton of ideas and
input features from customers, which brings us to the next our first pilot customer. I guess we have already been talking about this. I'm pretty sure. Yeah. Today we can disclose a little more, right? So we had the kickoff 2 weeks ago with that particular customer, and we wanted to share at least a little bit of information about the use case. So you started preparing an admin guide and the first training for that customer to really work with our tool. So what's the use case about?
So the use case is basically about product structures, sales configuration, so CPQ in other words, and downstream bombs, or the usage, downstream usage of bombs. And there we find a couple of single unconnected tools right now.
Yep.
And we will show our customer how to bring this information together.
Using the modeling engine, using all of the back-end functionality that you need to actually model your data and add and configure what we deliver as standard, right? And there's always this this negotiation between us, the customer, and others, right, stakeholders, what is going to be ending up as standard functionality, standard tool, right? And was this left to be so specific to one particular customer that it's, you know, configuration and will be configuration for the time being, right? So this is always an interesting process, right? Because it's always a back and forth, right? And so this gives us the chance to learn a lot, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. This year's strategy is one POC per quarter. This is the first one. I'm looking forward to additional ones. So to actually make the platform round, right? As we said, we do not see a live usage this year, maybe, right? Earliest end of this year, beginning of next year. So so POCs will help us to actually make the solution final and actually
and will help the customer to understand the potential of our platform.
Right. Cool. Right. And then what else is new? What is the next first time?
Yeah, you will visit a conference outside of the German-speaking area.
Yeah, so I had to make it the first time outside Germany, and I thought about it. Oh no, we went to Austria last year. So it's the first time visiting a conference outside German-speaking countries. So a little artificial. Sounds a little constructed, right? But I will be in Warwick in the UK, March 25. For the Develop3D live conference, right? And our friend Michael Finocchiaro, he helped us getting there. So greetings, Michael. And I will be there, maybe talk about our solution a little, right? It's not real that we will not participate as a you know, real big exhibitor, right? Because this is related to 3D CAD a lot, right? PLM, of course, as well, right? In the digital thread, but I guess it will not be the main focus. But still, looking really forward to it, to talk to customers, potential customers outside of Germany, right? And therefore also potentially different industries, right? Because Germany usually is mechanical engineering heavy, right? Machine construction heavy, right? Let's see what the UK is strong at, right? I assume automotive here and there, right? And aerospace, definitely. But let's see, right? So this is going to be March 25th when I'm going to be in UK. And then also in March, the last first.
Yes, we will be part of the ThinkUbator program.
Right, it's 1 week. Yeah,
yeah, which is 1 week long, and it's organized by the Mannheim Business School, right?
It's a student organization at the University of Mannheim, yeah, Think, with an C, an exclamation mark, if I'm not mistaken. Right, so they will help us in that week to streamline and work on social media campaign, our online representation, right? So what are we doing to reach out to you folks, right? So there is a lot of stuff to do still, right? We use the podcast, obviously, as a marketing instrument, because for us, it's the easiest way to do it, right? It's just talking about stuff and then bring it on air, right? And there we need additional things, of course, right? In terms of social media, in terms of the website, in terms of content, right? That we can provide to make people understand what is it that we're working on, right? And how does the tool work, right? What is our company strategy and how can you work together with us, right? So this is also happening in March. And then, last thing?
Yeah, last thing is a second.
The last thing is the one second time.
Yeah, we will participate again in the ProStep IWeb Symposium. Right. This time not in the startup competition, but we will have a booth there.
Right.
And this time's symposium is located in Frankfurt.
Right.
It's taking place on April 14th and 15th.
Right, right, right.
And yeah, I'm also looking forward to this event because last year it was very positive for us. Mm-hmm. We made a lot of new contacts and also...
We won the award, man.
Yeah, we won the startup award, right? And yeah.
So we're looking forward to this symposium again. So if you are around, you know, come to us at the booth, talk to us. This is actually for us a home play, so to say, right? Not sure if I will take a hotel room there or not, right? It's 45 minutes from here, right? Maybe an hour for you, but yeah. So it's not far away, and this is actually very, very comfortable for us in the moment. Cool. With that being said,
For our video listeners, did you see that we got a new camera? So
the quality increased, yeah.
I hope the quality increased, and leave us a comment if you like the new look.
Yeah. Doesn't change really the people in front of the camera, right? So this is something we cannot change that easily, right? But the equipment is, you know, we upgraded the equipment, that's true. Cool. Then with that being said, thank you very much for listening in, and talk to you next time. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.